Thank you, Carol. I don't know about you, but I always look forward to the children's message. I find it fascinating. Thanks be to God. Hear those words again. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. It could be he or she there, is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. Isn't that awesome? Those are wonderful words. Today we are celebrating Father's Day. We're going to have a little honoring and recognizing of fathers after the sermon, but we also have a special treat today because a pastor that I met, I think over a year ago when he was on his way to the airport, we stopped at the Palm Palace and had a meal together and talked about ministry in Pakistan. This was before the killing that went on there of our number one enemy. And before all the uprising and everything that's been going on, I mean, it was exceptionally interesting then, but I can only imagine it's gotten even more interesting now. And so Haroon is with us. He's a pastor in Pakistan, and we're so thankful that he would come here on Father's Day. And I imagine your family, was that who was calling you? I wish you had. they're I'm sure missing you at this time, but we're thankful that you're here with us, and we want to hear what you have to share about Christianity and about the movement of God in Pakistan and your ministry there. And he was here for a conference this weekend in Dearborn, right? And has taken the time to come and share with us today. So with that, I want to welcome Haroon. Come forward and share with us from the Word of God. Morning.
Is it working?
soon as you start talking.
Happy Father's Day. As Sister Carol was reading from this passage, it was like showers of blessing coming from heaven to me. And it says, now it is God made us for this very purpose and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. So I was encouraged by these words from the Word of God, because as a citizen of Pakistan, I know that every day we face challenges. As many of you know about the country of Pakistan, it is predominantly a Muslim country with 170 million people. And out of those 170 million people, 97% are Muslims. And only 2.3% are Christians, and about 1+% are evangelicals. So it's really difficult and tough to live there. But let me tell you, we are enjoying being Christians here. This is God's special grace. That's why I felt very warm when I heard these words. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose. I believe that for my life and for my family's lives, this is God's purpose that we were born in Pakistan. Sometimes in the past, I was struggling in my thoughts and I asked God, why you made it possible that I was born in this country, very tough, very hard, and hardcore Muslims are living there. So why it is so? Why it happened to me? And God explained to me that this is for a purpose. I put you there for a purpose. That's why this passage from the Word of God is my joy. He has put us there with a purpose. And we are confident in Him. And I have also other things to share with you, that Pakistan is not like a closed country as you hear about Saudi Arabia or other Muslim countries in the world. Pakistan is quite an open country, especially at this point. I believe this is like a window of opportunity for us, for Christians, that we are there and we have freedom, like we have a lot of freedom in that country, so that we are able to plant new churches, we are able to do open door crusades over there, and we are able to do conventions and seminars and all the Christian activity there. Sometimes even Christians march on their streets and roads, and God has given us special favor in that country. A lot of Muslims, but the Church of Jesus Christ is vibrant and growing day by day, and it is growing by leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Most of the time, the news you hear about my country is true to certain extent, but it's not that we are having bombs, or the bombs are blowing up all over and believe we have our centers, cities, and areas, and churches are growing. Even God has blessed us to plant 48 churches in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
These are, we call them small churches. The size is between 70 to 200 people. So all of them are growing rapidly. We have Bible schools, and when I say Bible schools, in our country we call it Bible college. So that we may feel big. It's something big. But it's not something with a very well-furnished building. We just have small places where we make people sit under one roof and they study twice a week or thrice a week, and we train them. And so far, within the last 15 years, we have trained more than 1,500 leaders in Bali.
Praise the Lord.
And they are all over the country.
That's great.
Many of them, 95% of them, are actively involved in ministry. Some of them are helping their pastors. Some of them have planted their own churches. Some of them are working as missionaries to other areas. So this is God's special grace. There is a lot of persecution also. And someone was telling me, I told him that the persecution index, our number is 29th in the Christian world. But he said, no, the list that Open Doors has created, Pakistan is on the 9th number. So there is a lot of persecution. And persecution does not come from the state, actually. It comes from people, radical Muslims, especially when they hear that someone is converted, or someone is growing, or someone is thriving in his field. They are jealous of him, a Christian, and then they try to put a block against him. And you know, we in Pakistan, we also have Sharia law. And in that Sharia law, it forbids anyone who speaks against Prophet Muhammad or speaks against their holy book, Quran. If you say something against these things, you will be sentenced to death. So there is a high level of persecution in the country, but as I have said, the church is still vibrant, and God is using his people in a very, very powerful and mighty way. We also have the 48 churches are being run by 30 missionary families or pastoral families. They are faithful people, and they are working alongside me and my wife. They are very good associates, and these 30 pastoral families, they are running 48 churches. We also have women ministry, we also have children ministry, and especially there is a ministry, we call it Brick Kiln Workers Ministry. In Pakistan, there are thousands of brick kilns where people make bricks, and daily they are forced to make, at least a family is making 1,000 bricks by their hands. And they are forced to work there as slaves because their landlords, factory owners, they have overpaid them, they have paid them much money, and they are unable to pay them back. So they are keeping them there for their whole lives. So we go there, we start with their children, we start with the school there, and from those Sunday schools, the church is erupt. So we are planting many churches there at brick factories. You also know that terrorism, Pakistan is notorious about terrorism, because I live in Lahore, that is the second largest city, and in that city, one hour drive from my where the second largest gathering of Muslims takes place. every year, twice a year. Two times in a year, they gather people there. We dine with people for Al-Qaeda and other terrorist parties. Also, in Pakistan, madrasas are Islamic schools. Madrasas are schools where they bring people in, especially children, kids, and each madrasa has 3,000 to 5,000 children, and they train them there, they feed them. It's just like a secular education for them, but it's not secular education, because they indoctrinate them there, and they are the ones who will be trained as terrorists in the future. But we are trying to reach out to all these groups and people, and God is blessing us day by day. And when we go in public, especially when we in Islamic environment, this is a very harsh word for them. Crusades. But we use it in Pakistan. We are doing crusades. Because now they know that crusades are to fight against sickness, disease, and sin.
Amen.
So we are doing crusades, open door crusades. And when we do crusades, we publicize that you come and receive your healing. And many Muslims, they show up. If it is a small crusade, then the number is limited. If it is a medium-sized or large-scale crusade, city-wide crusade, then hundreds and thousands of Muslims come and receive and listen to the word of God. And especially, I want to tell you that they are receiving miracles by the power of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. And when they are healed, they are bold enough to testify on the stage. We bring them up and we ask them, who healed you? And they say, Jesus Christ healed. So,
praise
the
Lord, it's great.
Mighty. I want to share with you a few of the miracles that happened in our lives and ministries. I was preaching in a great kingdom, and at that crusade, a woman showed up and she said that, would you please pray for me? I said, what is your problem? She said, I am having a tumor in my uterus. We are married for 3-4 years, but we are not receiving any blessing of children from God. Would you please pray for me? And I prayed with her and with my team for her. And she felt something strange and different in her body. She went home. Next week we went again. We went there again. And she showed up. And at that time she was holding two ultrasound reports. One was the previous one, and the one was the latest one, current one, and she was very happy. She said, my doctor asked me, where is the tumor? Where is the tumor? Because it was gone. And I asked her, she said, Jesus Christ. I was preaching in my own city, in a crusade, and When I finished the preaching, I asked people to come forward for prayer. And while I was praying for them, and I invited them afterwards to come and testify on the stage what God has done in your life, a big tall man with a big beard, he showed up and he said, I want to testify. I was a little reluctant because he looked like a Muslim man. I didn't want to hand over microphone to him, but he stood up and he grabbed the microphone out of my hand. I was scared, but he said, I didn't come to attend this meeting or program. I was just passing by, and as you were praying, you said, place your hand on your sick area, sick body place, and I did that. And I was healed because I was unable to move my arm for the last 10 years because of an accident. But look what I can do. I can raise my arm. So he was jumping on the stage and testifying. And he said, that I am a Muslim. And I asked him, who healed you? And he said, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So there are many, many miracles. I can share hundreds of testimonies with you that God is performing miracles in Pakistan for His name's sake, and He is blessing people, not only in Pakistan, but throughout the world. He's blessing people. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Please,
I should put my book.
My office
is very, very limited. I'm trying to allow us to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So God is faithful. He is working even in Pakistan. The church is growing. The church is growing by leaps and bounds. And people at the church, I want to tell you that you have brothers and sisters in Pakistan. And they are praying for you. Whenever we hear news about the USA, because I know that we have been blessed by American people. I was a child when I started going to a church at the age of 9, and there an American lady was leading the Sunday school there, and I would not move out of that church. I'm still in there.
Wow.
I'm in the church. And among the brethren, I could not move out of that building because you have invested much in our lives. So thank you very much, and keep us in your prayers. I want to show you a short clip of video how we do ministry and work in Pakistan. So I will request my brother to pray for us. This was made last year at the 10th anniversary or celebration of our ministry. So it is in Urdu language, but you will also read some captions. God has blessed me in a beautiful family. My wife's name is Esther. She's there. And we have 3 kids. 12 years, 8 years, and 2 years. Or this one is my son and 2 daughters. These are open door pieces. We have conducted hundreds of crusades in different cities of Pakistan, ranging from 500 to 25,000 people. Thank you. We also go into different schools and campuses and teach children there.
Thank you.